his wife. He rejects her. He renounces her. He repudiates her. He says, I'm through with you. He disavows his vows. He disclaims. He dispossesses. He's rejected this woman. He's put her away in order to commit fornication. He goes down the road and he moves in with his girlfriend that he's had the whole time but never had sexual relations with. Brother Smith says that innocent spouse cannot put that fornicator away. No, he can't put him away even though he departed from the marriage, broke the marriage in order to commit fornication. Well, I tell you what, I've known a lot of situations. I will just boldly admit tonight where I've seen people who left their marriage, departed from the marriage, breaking the physical relationship so that they could go shack up with the girlfriend or the boyfriend. And I've seen and I have taught these innocent spouses that they may put their mate away for fornication per Matthew 19:9a. And Brother Smith's right, the consequences are tremendous. If I'm wrong, I have condoned adulterous relationships. Oh, make no mistake about that tonight, folks and friends. If I'm wrong, I'm not one of these who says, oh, this is just we just differ over, you know, some applications and this is inconsequential. Oh, no, no, this is serious business. Brother Belknap agrees with that. This is serious business. If I'm wrong, I'm condoning adultery. Equally and conversely, if Brother Smith is wrong, he is binding where God has not bound.